If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another minisode. It's the week that is the midpoint of our season, so Friday will be, of course, halfway through season 21 already. And although I always loved our minisodes, season 21's minisodes beginning with Claire's experience seem to have really upped the ante this season. So don't forget, if you have your own experience relevant of length, go over to our website, thedarkparanormal.com, and you'll find a way there to submit your experience. Either that, or click the link in the show notes, and you'll be taken to the same page. So before we begin this week's minisode, a quick reminder that we are offering a free week right now on Patreon at our highest tier. That means that for that week, you can gain full ad-free early release access to everything on the main feed and also access to the entire back catalogue of Dark Bites. Dark Bites, of course, being our Patreon-only podcast. And the number of episodes, which include maybe two or three stories per episode, is now well over 120 hours. So simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal or click the link in the show notes. For today's submission, the submitter has requested that they remain anonymous and has asked to go by the nom de plume Gabriella. A quick trigger warning: there are mentions of sexual abuse, so if you normally listen with children, maybe give a listen first before deciding if it's suitable. And Gabriella writes, "Hello Kevin, I've been a long time listener of yours and I've been wondering if I should share some of my stories. These stories are very much true and still very much ongoing, so I figured why not? If there are any spelling mistakes, my native language is not English, and I'm writing this after a graveyard shift from the very place this story is about. For the purposes of my privacy and my colleague/workplace privacy, I have changed names, including mine. If you would like more information, I will send it to you privately, but please do not share with the world. I'm a security guard at a workplace where a lot of brutal history exists. A workplace where most of my colleagues know it's haunted. It's also a place where children live. I would like to share, whilst keeping the place private, that to give you a bit of a nudge, you just need to maybe have a think about priests of the Catholic Church and their abhorrent treatment of children, both mentally, physically, and in sickening ways over decades. It's also a place where murder and suicide have taken place. So, as you can see, there is a lot of loaded history. For this experience, I will call myself Gabriella. I've always had a thing for the paranormal. I'm an urban explorer and have lots of ghostly stories to tell of all the haunted places I've visited. Funny thing that I now work at a highly haunted place myself. We work 24-hour shifts, so also the graveyard shift. And as soon as I started working there, my colleagues began telling me things about the stuff they've seen and heard. They've seen the apparition of a nun with their own eyes. Some have heard knocks. Others have found doors open when on their previous round they were closed. Also in the knowledge they were the only ones awake with access to that part of the building. Most of my believing colleagues refuse to walk alone in the building. And believe me, they are the bodybuilder, don't mess around with me kind of men. Still, they always feel stalked like prey and watched within that building. My interest peaked and I decided to use my SB7 box. The SB7 is a piece of ghost hunting equipment that allegedly allows you to communicate with the other side. So I thought it would be a good idea to use this whilst working the graveyard shift. And the answers we got were astonishing. My colleagues, Tom, Stephen, and I, used it with the Estes method. A method where one person put on headphones connected to the SB7 and a blindfold so he can't see or hear us whilst we ask our questions. Tom was wearing the headphones while I and Stephen asked questions. We walked through the whole building and did the Estes method everywhere. We got from one young male on the other side, allegedly the name of a group, and how we could get to this group. He kept telling us things like dark, cold, and water. This hit us all, because we previously had had a resident who'd moved out when they turned 18, and he had went on to stay with this same group the spirit was telling us about. He became homeless after leaving the facility, and we found out he died after drowning whilst using drugs from people within that group. So everything that came through made sense. After that, we kept getting the same name, Tessa, a girl who said she was raped in the building, and she kept screaming as if she was in pain. A male stepped forward and kept cussing us out, and when I asked who it was aimed at, he told us Tom, my colleague wearing the headphones. I asked for confirmation, saying if I point at the right person, say yes. Pointing at myself, nothing. Pointed at Stephen, nothing. As soon as I point at Tom, who, by the way, is still wearing the headphones so can't hear us, and a blindfold so can't see where I'm pointing, Tom shouts, yes. We asked why, but they didn't want to say. Later, we concluded that maybe it was because he was the only person of faith. But that was just a theory. Whilst going from room to room, we saw lights turning on and off on their own and heard shuffling throughout the rooms. We also felt as though we were being followed closely. We randomly would get words through like, help us, blue, or shouting, ow, as if in pain. We asked how many people were following us. They told us 14. In one hallway, we walked towards a bathroom when Tom shouts, no, stop, turn around, don't go that way. When we asked why, Tom said, in a creepy voice, you aren't ready for this. We took off his blindfold after that, and the look in his eyes was not a look of his own. So we decided to give it a break before continuing. We told Tom during the break what we'd asked, and he was totally surprised. To him, what he said was total nonsense. But he also felt tired, and as if, sometimes, he was not himself. Considering this, Stephen took the headphones and blindfold, and we went to the most dreaded part of the building, the basement.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Believe me when I say that basement is no joke. It's a huge, straightforward hallway, and on the left side of that hallway is just a wall. But on the right side, you have doors, maybe 10 of them, each leading to a dungeon. They used to be used as a punishment in the past, before the renovations in the building above took place, and there were still torture devices everywhere. Think of solitary confinement, but not for prisoners, for children whose only crime committed was maybe waking up 10 minutes late, or not finishing their food. The only things that still remain in this room other than the torture devices were the finger scratch marks on the walls and holes where the chains that held them used to be. Immediately when we entered, a shocked Stephen threw off his headphones to tell us he could hear the cries of children. He had goosebumps all over his arms. Whilst holding the headphones and telling us this, I heard a child laughing, but not normal laughing. Imagine creepy children's laughter, as if to say, "I got you." He put the headphones back on and in a deep voice said, "You effing Dutch girl," meaning me. I asked why, and they told me I needed to F off because women were evil and not wanted here. My colleague said, "Why do you want her to go? She's very nice. She comes with respect. She won't do you any harm." The deep voice replied, "I don't believe you. Go now." I, stupid as I am, didn't go. So it told me my name as a scare tactic. And I must admit, it worked. Especially hearing Stephen say my name in that creepy voice after I've heard laughing creepy children. I think in another scare tactic, because I still hadn't left, Stephen heard a woman screaming in terror over the headphones. I thought it had gone too far, and I ended the session. We all had the same thought. This wasn't human. This was something else. Something pretending to be children to lure us further in the beginning. Now it was not getting its way, so it was letting me hear what would happen to me if I didn't leave. Still, we didn't get the answers we were looking for. What was it? Believe me, we asked while doing the session, but never got an answer to that question. So, I went to a psychic medium the next day. It was an open event where you can just randomly walk in, sit yourself at a table with a medium, and talk away. This way, I knew for sure she wouldn't know anything about me. She asked me what I would like to know, and the only thing I said was, "I would like to know what's going on in my place of employment." Immediately, she said, "Oh my gosh, the terrible things that have happened there." She then had a gasp of pain. She said what happened in the basement is awful, to never step foot in there. She told me that a Ouija board was used in the building, and that a doorway had been opened. That doorway was never closed, and the board was still somewhere within the building. It let in something that was never human, something that feeds off terror from past events, something that keeps the tormented souls of others trapped. Only after that she asked me where I worked. I told her, and she was shocked to hear there were children still living in the building. She told me they have terrors of the entity, but unless the board is disposed of and the building is exorcised, nothing can be done about it. Or should I say, nothing can be done about it. Now I knew my hands were tied. There was no way the facility would ever believe some security guards telling them ghosts were haunting the building, and there is no way of doing this in secret. She did, however, tell me how to protect myself whilst working there. After this, I went back to work for another night shift. Tom, who was affected most the previous night, told me he'd had a nightmare. He'd been in the back part of the building when he saw a group of people with blue hands reaching for him, asking for help. When asked, he said it was about 14 people. After the cries for help, everything went silent, and some whispered, "Hide, he's coming." After that, he woke up. But he couldn't shake that creepy feeling of the similarities of the answers we got the previous day. I told them about what the medium had said to me, and to my shock, they told me a couple of years before I started working there, a couple of girls, meaning children, living with us decided to play a Ouija board. They got freaked out and didn't want to sleep in their own rooms that night. But they had to, per rules. Every night since, one girl called the intercom saying she was scared of the man in her room with a top hat staring at her. Hearing this freaked me out, and I haven't had the guts to speak since to the dead again, especially in the building. I'm still curious, but I don't want to mess with it. I protect myself every day while I work there, and I think some mysteries are better left as that. I still have that feeling of being followed, though, and both me and Tom have heard a growl coming from one of the many hallways while sitting at our workstation. We were both in shock, having heard the same thing, but we were too freaked out to go and look. I would love to hear your theory about what it could be, as to maybe put some context to this whole mess. Also, I would like to thank you for taking the time for my story. Let me know if you'd like other stories about haunted places that I've visited, in brackets, without the ghost box, close brackets. Thanks again. Kind regards, Gabriella. Well, Gabriella, firstly, that's possibly the darkest minisode I think we've ever covered. Secondly, very quickly, I'll explain for those who aren't aware what the Estes method is. You described it very well, but I'll just put a little bit of context back in, just so people understand what's happening throughout your experience. As you've undoubtedly all seen on many of the various ghost hunting videos on YouTube, spirit boxes are all the rage and have been for quite a few years. However, you'll usually see maybe two or three people walk around an allegedly haunted place with the spirit box on loud so the camera can hear, asking out questions and then saying things like, "Dude, did you hear Jeff?" as an example. However, with the Estes method, it's basically sensory deprivation. So one person acts as the conduit. They are blindfolded, so they lose their sense of sight. They put on noise-cancelling headphones, which are plugged in to the spirit box. So the other members of the group cannot hear what the spirit box says, only the conduit, who cannot hear what questions are asked. Therefore, under the perfect conditions, i.e. the person who's the conduit definitely cannot see or hear, they have no idea what is being asked. And so you can imagine how creepy it is when the people observing the conduit ask a random question and the person who's the conduit has one job, to say the words they hear coming through the static of the spirit box. So, when those align and one of the people who is not the conduit says, for example, "What's my name?" and the person who is completely sensory deprived states, "Kelly," for example, and it's correct, you can imagine how terrifying that is. For me, it adds a credence to these spiritual investigations because it removes leading questions or confirmation bias. It was originated in 2016 in Estes Park, Colorado, hence the name, and it was after a group consisting of Carl Pfeiffer, Connor Randall and Michelle Tate who were staff members at the famously haunted Stanley Hotel, and they were experimenting with better ways to refine their investigation. And so was born the Estes method. Now, Gabriella, two things. Firstly, you mention other hauntings and would we like to know? And it should come as no surprise, yes, we would all love to hear more from you. Thank you very much. And secondly, you asked for my theory on what it was. Or sorry, what it was. Now, although it's stated within your experience this was all caused via a Ouija board being used, opening a portal that was never closed, an additional theory, which I will take direct from one of our former episodes of Dark Realms, is that I believe sometimes in places where abuses, murder, suicide, torture, I think this was from an episode about a castle in Ireland, one that had seen literal centuries of absolute abhorrence. Now in that episode, we surmise that perhaps each individual who suffered in that place has left an imprint or mark or some sort of atmospheric condition, or even a stone tape theory type of residue. And for argument's sake, and I'm obviously making up these figures, let's say 100 people suffered and died in a particular building. Let's say 80 of them left some sort of residue, or what we would refer to as a residual haunting type of feeling. So nothing that's sentient, but still an energy. And 20 of them left some sort of sentient mark, i.e. part of their soul or their being was left behind to roam, to seek vengeance, to find answers, etc. Now, the idea or the theory within that episode was that perhaps the thing that was haunting that castle, which apparently again was in a dungeon environment and seemed to manifest in this sort of all-powerful demonic way, was somehow a summation of that 100 pieces of spiritual information. So each of those little segments of the 80 and the sentience of the 20 combined to create one entity. And of course, the components making up nearly 100% of that entity will be things like anger, vengeance, misery. And it's very easy to think that 20 sentient souls thrown together to form one, they would act as one. And their messages would also coalesce. And I believe that message would simply filtrate down to be anger, lashing out, and hatred, especially pointed towards people in your position. People who are dressed in a uniform of a guard, who, in the eyes of that thing, are patrolling the cells where the part of its whole being originated from, and therefore views you and your teammates as both a threat, danger, and something to target. It may even be more accurate to combine both ideas and state that the energies were already there, meandering around, filled with this anger and hatred, and then two girls, innocently enough, used a Ouija board and summoned something through that could feed off those who had suffered in that building, creating this thing. To use an analogy which is probably far too simple, but it's kind of like having a machine gun in one room, the bullets in another, and it's fine that they're there individually, even though we know the damage they could do. When you then open the door to someone who not only knows the location of both of those items, but knows how to use them and is a bit unhinged, this person with much more intelligence than these two inanimate objects and a malevolent purpose, can combine themselves and those two items to create one devastating thing. But Gabriella, I genuinely want to thank you for giving us what is arguably the darkest experience we featured on a minisode. There's a reason this show is called The Dark Paranormal, and that's because we do focus on the darker side of things in the paranormal sphere. And Gabriella, your experience nails what we aim to do. So thank you. I've really enjoyed this experience. Thank you all for joining me on today's minisode, and I'll speak to you all on Friday for our mid-season episode of season 21. Until then, stay safe and take care.
your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.